time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In a recent issue of the Redwood Alert, there was a report on Americanism. This report tells us a number of things and has some memorable quotes from historic figures. The report goes on to say, "Ironic, isn't it? The food stamp program, which is part of the Department of Agriculture, is pleased to be distributing the highest number of food stamps ever. Meanwhile, the Park Service, also part of the Department of Agriculture, tells us not to feed the animals because the animals may grow dependent and not learn to take care of themselves." While some of these quotes may be from years past, they also apply to our current situation. Clarence Darrow said, "When I was a boy, I was told that anybody could become president, and now I'm beginning to believe it." Will Rogers says, "If we got 1/10 of what was promised to us in acceptance speeches, there wouldn't be any inducement to go to heaven." Nikita Khrushchev said that politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even where there is no river. Plato said, "Those that are too smart to engage in politics are punished by being governed by those that are dumber." One Oscar Ameringer says, "Politics is the gentle art of getting votes from the poor and campaign funds from the rich by promising to protect each from the other." In another quote by Texas Gwynnum, he says, "A politician is a fellow who will lay down your life for his country." And Gore Vidal says, "Any American who is prepared to run for president should automatically, by definition, be disqualified from doing so." And Doug Larson said, "Instead of giving a politician the keys to the city, it might be better to change the locks." And from an unknown author, "Don't vote. It only encourages them." One of the best and most current is a quote from Andrew Breitbart, who recently died of a heart attack at a young age. Andrew Breitbart says, "Wake up, conservatives. The left is involved in 100% organized class and race warfare. And you think you can just sit this one out and not fight back?" I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that Andrew Breitbart, not only in his exposing Acorn, gave us an example of how to fight for our values without apology or compromise? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.